We spoke this morning about giving. Giving. We talked about Peter finding a coin in the fish's mouth. And we spoke about the importance of supporting God's work financially and every way. And it's not so much how much we give that's important to God, but the attitude in which we give. And of course, God knows what he has a right to expect of you. Some he has prospered much more greatly than others financially, and they're in a position to give more. But everyone ought to be giving to the work of God, every Christian. And the Bible speaks of a tenth, a tithe. Jesus said, this you ought to do, have done, and not left the other undone. And but then there are times, of course, when you give more than 10%. Special needs arise, and so the Lord puts it on your heart to contribute in addition to what you would normally give to support the work of God. You can give another gift to help meet that particular need. Now, sometimes we have problems in churches where we rob Peter to pay Paul. Do you know what that means? Sometimes if there's a special need in the church, we announce the special need. We want to give extra money to a missionary. They have a need on the mission field. And the money starts coming in. Wonderful. Then next Sunday, we collect the offering, and there's hardly anything there to pay the bills. Because they didn't give extra. They just shifted their giving to meet the missionary need, and they forgot about the need of the church. I see that happen every once in a while. And we have to learn to give, to support the work of God that we're part of. And then when added needs arise, we need to have faith that God will enable us to, in addition, meet those needs. And there are many people that do that as well, and we thank God for that. When our sister Vita had come to visit, we wanted to give her a special offering because they had celebrated their 25th anniversary in Tortola, and we just wanted to show our appreciation for her. And I mentioned that to the congregation, and we were able to give, for our size congregation, we were able to give a pretty significant gift. And the people were so happy to give. And we got Vita. We also got around her at the back of the Ozone Park Church where she was speaking at the missionary convention. And we said, Sister Vita, we want you to know that we love you. We appreciate the work that God is doing in and through you, and we just wanted to show our appreciation. And then I looked up, and everybody was crying. Because it really came from the heart. It really came from the heart, not just the pocket. And that's how God wants us to give. And then we talked about, there are other ways of giving more than just financially. We give our service to the Lord. We find ways to help and support and help to carry the burden of the work and so on. And we talked about the fact that as we give, we can be sure that God is not going to forget us. There's a verse in the Proverbs that says, he that waters shall himself also be watered. As you water others, right, as you reach out to be a blessing to other people, God will make sure that he waters you so that you can continue to be a blessing. We talked about how God wants to get us out of debt because debt ties us up, and we can't give to others and be the blessing to others when we ourselves are in financial need and can't seem to get out from under that. And so it's right to pray, Lord, deliver me from this debt. If I'm spending money frivolously and I'm not a good steward of what you've given me, teach me to do that, to do better with that. Forgive me where I have failed, and Lord, help me to be more diligent to let you use me and direct me in the way that I'm to use my finances. Now, we don't talk a whole lot about money in our church and in our fellowship, but it's in the Bible. And so if we're going to preach the whole counsel of God, it has to come up every once in a while. And people have a right to know that giving is a way of worshiping God, and that there's blessing in giving, and there's joy in giving, and that as we give to Jesus, Jesus gives to us. Praise God. But the real emphasis in the Bible is, first of all, to give yourself to God, not your money. God doesn't want your money first. He wants you. He wants you to give yourself to Him, to offer yourself. We sang about belonging to Jesus. The Bible says that we have been bought with a price, that we belong to Him. He purchased us with His own precious blood. And if I belong to Jesus, then Jesus has the right to do with my life whatever He wants to, because He owns it. It's His. And we need to recognize that. Lord, I belong to You. All the money I have belongs to You. Not 5%, 10%, 50%. Lord, everything I have is at Your disposal. You show me what You want to do with the blessing that You have bestowed upon me. And Lord, just free me up to just let everything go and let the Lord have His way in every area of my life. In 2 Corinthians, I just wanted to read this to you, and I'm going to read it out of the New Living Translation. I had mentioned to someone that I like the New Living Translation for this reason, that when I read a passage in the New Living, I say, now, if I was going to explain the King James, I would say it exactly like this. But then there are some things about the New Living that I'm not too crazy about, because sometimes I feel like some of these translations interpret the Bible for you rather than just translate it. You know, they tell you what they think it means, and they put that in the text somehow. And so if you compare translations, you get a better sense of, you know, what's happening there. But here in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, the Apostle Paul says, now I want to tell you, dear brothers and sisters, what God in His kindness has done for the churches in Macedonia. Though they have been going through much trouble and hard times, their wonderful joy and deep poverty have overflowed in rich generosity. Here the Apostle Paul is talking about the church in Jerusalem that was in need, and that there were those in Macedonia who wanted to be part of the gift that they were going to bring to the brothers and sisters in Jerusalem. But these people were not very rich themselves, and they were going through great trials themselves. But yet they were so desirous to be part of this blessing. I can testify that they gave not only what they could afford, but far more. And they did it of their own free will. They begged us again and again for the gracious privilege of sharing in the gift for the Christians in Jerusalem. Praise God. He says, first of all, and best of all, they went beyond our highest hopes. For first, their first action was to dedicate themselves to the Lord and to us for whatever directions God might give them. Paul said, this is the way to do it. They first just gave themselves to the Lord. They said, Lord, we belong to You. How can we be a blessing to these brothers and sisters in Jerusalem? And how can we help to meet their need? Lord, You know we don't have much. You know that we're going through trials ourselves, and we don't have really much to give. But Lord, we give ourselves to You, and whatever You want, Lord, enable us to offer it up. And they had such joy in giving. They begged the Apostle Paul, please, let us be part of it. Let us be part of it. You know, there's such joy in giving. Have you learned that? When you start giving, and not looking what you can get, but looking for opportunities to give and to help to relieve the burdens of others, there's a joy that accompanies that. You know, parents know that when they have children. You know, before I had kids, I was kind of interested in what I was going to get for Christmas and stuff like that. But, you know, after I had children, I didn't care what I got for Christmas. I wanted to see them happy, and it brought me the greatest joy to see my kids open their presents and maybe get exactly what they wanted and so happy. There was such joy in seeing the pleasure that giving brought to them. Now, that didn't mean I never wanted a Christmas present ever again, those things weren't important. Giving was much more important. And we understand that on a natural level as a parent with our children and so on. But, oh, as brothers and sisters in Christ, oh, let's learn to give ourselves to Jesus and say, Lord, use me. Use me to bless others. Use me to build up the body of Christ, to support the work of God. And, Lord, especially when it costs me something. Didn't David say, I would never give unto the Lord anything that didn't cost me something? I want to give till I feel it, and till it's a real sacrifice unto Jesus, because I owe him everything. And so this is my joy. And again, as we give to God, we don't have to fear that we're going to be shortchanged or we're going to be in need and be lacking, but we find it's just the opposite. The more you give, the more Jesus gives himself to you. And he doesn't always just give money in your pocket or material blessings, but all the riches that are in Christ Jesus begin to open up to us. He begins to share deeper, richer fellowship and blessings that we can't contain. And so, let's be a giving people, and as we give ourselves to Jesus, let it overflow into the lives of our brothers and sisters. As we heard tonight, our brother Ian was so thankful for how God has brought young men and others into his life that have just poured into him and encouraged him. I looked after the meeting last night. There were people over here praying for one another, and then later on, back over in the corner, a fellow had an arm around his friend and was just praying and spending time waiting on God. It's very precious. Live that way. Live that way. Not what I can get, but what I can give. Hallelujah. Now we want to sing, Take My Life and Let It Be Consecrated, Lord, to Thee. That's number 358 in our hymn book. Okay, let's stand and sing that song, and then as soon as we're done, if you're not part of the staff and not staying for the meeting, please move out quickly so that they can get to their staff meeting. 358, right?
Take my hands and let
Hallelujah. Brother Isaac, will you pray with us, please?
Thank you, Lord, for the words that we heard tonight, for the testimonies that have been given, for the work that you've been doing in each and every one, Lord Jesus. We pray that you will continue that over this next week. For those who have to go, that you would bless them, that you would be with them, that you would cause your face to shine upon them. And go with us tonight, those who stay for the staff meeting, those who go, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Now, we've been doing a study on Peter, and I have booklets, lesson booklets that we've been following. I'm going to put them on the table over there. If you haven't gotten one, please take one. Thank you.